What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host.
And I'm Fred the Dog, here to shout out William and Ada. They're from Illinois, and they always like it when I try to eat things.
So that's why you've been gnawing on my chair?
Chairs are sticks.
Okay.
I've also got to shout out Carolyn, who likes writing books.
I am here to shout out Parker and Amelia.
But they wanted me to help, though.
Of course, Fred. They like Legos and making up adventures with JF Cat, Abacus P. Grumbler, Alabaster Zero.
And always Fred the Dog, obviously.
Yes.
Then there's Ella, 9 years old, who likes writing comics and playing Animal Crossing, as well as brothers Oscar and Isaiah from Colorado Springs. Oscar's 8. He loves the Cleveland Browns and video games, like Zelda. Isaiah is 6. He takes hip-hop dance classes, loves to bake, and likes Pokemon.
Oh, and a belated thanks to River, who added his voice to episode 167 a few weeks ago. So thanks to River, Isaiah and Oscar, Ella, Amelia, Parker, Carolyn, Ada, and William. Now, today is a very exciting bonus episode. But of course, it starts, as all of our stories do, with a what-if question. And this one is from a listener named Gavin.
Hi, hello. I'm 5 years old and my name is Gavin. And my what-if question is, what if squids squirted out
Jello instead of what?
Ink.
Okay. Thanks, we love your podcast. Bye.
Ooh, I wonder if squid jello would taste good, but I digress. Now, you might have heard Gavin's big sister, Maya, helping him record that question. She also helped him email it to me. Now, I was taking too long to answer Gavin's question. So Maya, being the wonderful big sister that she is, wrote her own story and sent it to me. So with her permission, and without further ado, I give you What If Squids Squirted Out Jello Instead of Ink by Maya, with some slight embellishments by the What If World characters. It's an unscripted show usually, so they're sometimes hard to control, as you may have noticed. One day in What If World, Abacus P. Grumbler was sitting in the observatorium, eating his favorite food, Jell-O.
Moo, I love Jell-O, he said, raising his wand over his head. Abraca!
Just then, Fred the dog walked into the observatorium wearing a squid costume.
Kadaz, squid jello kafloofle!
And magic shot out of his wand and started swirling around Squid Lake. And to make matters worse, JF Cat jumped in too and broke Abacus's crystal ball.
JF Cat, that is the 50 millionth time you've broken my crystal ball, said Abacus.
Well, per-actually, this is the third time I've broken your crystal ball. 3 is much less than 50 million.
Oh, who cares about math?
But in their arguments, they hadn't noticed Fred going towards a giant jar of squid slime.
Oh, yummy squid slime. Almost as good as sticks.
No, stay away from that jar of squid slime. You smell bad enough, said JF Cat.
Meanwhile, under Squid Lake.
I need to paint this castle a different color, said Kathunkle. It was gray when I got it. I think I'm going to make it deep, dark black with my ink. Ink blast.
But instead of ink, red, green, and blue jello came out.
Oh dear, it seems my ink blast is gone, and in its place, Jell-O. One of my few weaknesses, other than ink pens, of course.
But weakness to a giant squid monster means it just makes them squirt out more ink.
Or in this case, Jell-O.
It just went squirting into the sky.
Jell-O blast.
Fred, you startled me. Why are you wearing that squid costume? Asked Abacus.
Oh, it's National Dress Like a Squid Day today.
Really? Said JF Cat. Does that mean we can eat calamari to celebrate?
No, Jojo. Dress Like a Squid Day is used to raise awareness about squid people. That's why I am dressed as my favorite squid historian, Squidarella.
Aw, man.
Just then, they heard a knock at the door.
Who's that?
Said Fred. And walked over and opened the door for, who should it be? Kathunkle!
Help me! I'm turning gravely ill because Jell-O is one of my few weaknesses.
Oh, so that's where my mixed up spell went,
said Abacus.
Come down to the bottom of Squid Lake to help me get better.
Okay,
said Fred. Oh, fine, said JF Cat.
Okay,
said Fred, looking at Abacus.
Oh, fine, said JF Cat, looking at Abacus.
Good luck, you two. We're all counting on you.
You have to come, Abacus. You have magic and you started this mess.
I don't want to.
Then something long, slimy, and pink wrapped around him.
You're coming with me,
said Fred, and pulled everybody to the bottom of the lake to see not a single speck of slime on the bottom. And Kathunkle's castle was sparkling white with big spiky shells for the roof.
Oh dear, what has happened to my castle?
And Kathunkle touched one of the shells, about to dislodge it from the roof, when he was covered by black glitter and was cured of his illness. But then he squirted out black glitter.
Ooh, this will make painting my castle a breeze. Thank you, Abacus.
Oh, yes. Oh, totally intentional thing that I did. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
The end. All right. Maya, I was so excited to read your fanfiction to all of the listeners out there. Now, it's not something I'm going to get in the habit of, but I just wanted to show you kids whose questions I may not have gotten to that you can always write your own stories, and they'll probably turn out pretty well, just like Maya's. Oh, Maya asked me to share that she just moved to Houston, Texas, and she loves logic puzzles, and that her little brother Gavin loves JF Cat. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Maya, of course, for writing that wonderful story, and all you kids at home who know that you can tell your own stories. It's great exercise for an active imagination. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Cats and rabbits.